AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Did an apparently suicidal co-pilot ever reconsider as he flew a German passenger plane toward a mountain in France? This morning, we have an answer, and it appears to be no. In fact, co-pilot Andreas Lubitz accelerated repeatedly as the plane approached the mountain. This information is from a flight data recorder, which was found yesterday at the crash site. That tentative nuclear agreement worked out in Switzerland is being blasted by hardliners in Iran, by Israel, and by Republican lawmakers and some Democrats in Congress who want the right to vote on it. But the president calls it a good deal.
This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon.
In exchange, economic sanctions against Tehran would be lifted. Our Mark Smith is in Washington.
When lawmakers return from their spring break, those outraged by this deal are certain to move to add to Tehran's sanctions burden. However, administration officials are warning this could not only torpedo further talks, but start existing sanctions to unravel, leaving Iran to plow ahead with its nuclear development.
The militants who killed 147 people at a university in Kenya yesterday apparently planned well ahead, even targeting a site where Christians had gone to pray, according to a wounded survivor. In her words, they knew everything. A man who's apparently been missing at sea for more than 2 months is back on dry land. A German container ship found Lewis Jordan floating on the overturned hull of his sailboat 200 miles off the coast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. He's been reunited with his family. Ray Hinton has been on death row in Alabama for 30 years, but he's getting out of prison this morning after forensic methods failed to show he killed two men. This is AP Radio News. A drug-resistant stomach bug is spreading in the U.S. Our Ed Donahue's got this story.
Outbreaks of Shigella are not out of the ordinary, but this strain is resistant to the antibiotic most commonly prescribed for adults. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there have been more than 200 cases since last May. The most recent cases were in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and California. Many cases were traced to people who had recently traveled to the Dominican Republic, India, and other countries. For most people, Shigella is an unpleasant but temporary illness. It is a common cause of diarrhea. I'm Ed Donahue.
Brody Mason made a hole-in-one at a California golf club yesterday. It was the 16th hole at a club called the Links of Summerlee in Lake Elsinore. But he had to skip the traditional celebration of buying beers in the clubhouse. Brody is 7 years old. He did get to go out for frozen yogurt, though. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.